Welcome to Talks from the Bible. How shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, verily their sound went into all the earth, and their words unto the ends of the world. Romans 10:14-18. The gospel is preached, and the hearer either believes or disbelieves. Many hear the gospel, but they do not obey the gospel. Why do some never obey the gospel? One of the many reasons is an unwillingness to change lifestyle. Obedience to the gospel involves a change of life. A young man who encountered Christ was told to sell his possessions and give to the poor so that he might have treasure in heaven and then follow Jesus. But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. Matthew 19:22. His lifestyle would have changed dramatically. Something must always be renounced when one chooses to follow Jesus. A change or a conversion must be made. We can no longer live in sin and pleasure. We must follow a life of purity and commitment. Some do not obey the gospel because they have no concern for life's brevity. Lord, make me to know my end and the measure of my days, what it is, that I may know how frail I am. Psalms 39:4. Life is fragile and moves very swiftly. For he remembered that they were but flesh, a wind that passeth away and cometh not again. Psalms 78:39. King David saw that our days on the earth are as a shadow, and there is none abiding. 1 Chronicles 29:15. Some do not obey the gospel because they have no appreciation for God's love for us. But God, who is rich in mercy for his great love wherewith he loved us, Ephesians 2:4. God has the greatest love that can be known for the lost. That love was made known to the world in the gift of his Son as he died upon the cross. But God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:8. Would you not this day give consideration to obedience to the gospel of Jesus Christ, so that you might be saved in the judgment? Talks in the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.